Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of The Trial of Elizabeth Cree by Peter Ackroyd. Narrated by Simon Preble, Jenny Sterling, and Paul Hecht. This work, copyrighted 1994 by Peter Ackroyd, is recorded by arrangement with the Scoville Chitchat Galen Literary Agency. This recording is copyrighted 1995 by Recorded Books Incorporated. And now, The Trial of Elizabeth Cree.
Chapter 1. On the 6th of April, 1881, a woman was hanged within the walls of Camberwell Prison. The ceremony was to be performed at 8 o'clock, according to custom, and just after dawn the other prisoners began their ritual howling. The death bell of the prison chapel tolled as she was led from the condemned cell and joined a procession which included the governor, the prison chaplain, the prison doctor, the Roman Catholic priest who had heard her confession the night before, her solicitor, and two witnesses appointed by the Home Office. The public executioner was waiting for them in a wooden shed across the yard, where a gallows had been erected. Only a few years before, the woman could have been hanged beside the walls of Newgate Prison, to the delight of the vast crowd assembled there throughout the night. But the chance of such a great performance had been denied her by the progressive legislation of 1868. So she had to die in mid-Victorian privacy, in a wooden shed that smelled of the sweat of the workmen who had erected it 2 days earlier. The only tribute to sensationalism was her coffin, which had been strategically placed in the prison yard so that she might pass it on the way to her death.